Candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination are crisscrossing Iowa today. It was their last full day of campaigning before the party caucuses tomorrow evening. As we've been reporting, the Iowa race is now very competitive for the top four candidates: Howard Dean, Dick Gephardt, John Kerry, and John Edwards. NPR's David Wellna has been driving around the state with the candidates and joins us now from Des Moines. David, how did this become a four-way race?
Well, Brian, maybe first I should say why it is that we're saying this is a four-way race, and it's because of the daily tracking polls here that show voter preference swinging sharply just in the past week from Howard Dean and Dick Gephardt to John Kerry and John Edwards. Now, with the caveat that these polls show shifting sentiment more than a solid prediction of what will happen tomorrow, you've got to say that both Dean and Gephardt seem to have peaked too early in this race. The two of them also did something political insiders here say was really stupid this week. They were both in other states some of the time. Dean was even gone from Iowa this morning, meeting in Plains, Georgia with Jimmy Carter. And a poll that came out in today's Des Moines Register also shows that Dean is disliked by far more Democrats than any of the other top three rivals. And people have been taking a second look both at John Kerry, who's playing up his foreign affairs and veteran experience, and John Edwards, who's a Southerner in a party that needs to win the South to capture the White House. And in the latest tracking poll, Kerry leads, followed by Edwards, then Dean, and finally Gephardt. And Kerry and Edwards are really piling it on in a final sprint right now, and I think Dean and Gephardt are just sort of trying to stay below the radar and not screw up before tomorrow night. They're both out campaigning, but I think none of them really wants to make news today or tomorrow.
What we've been hearing is that many voters still are undecided. Is that what you've been hearing?
Yeah, it's what I've heard from voters themselves all this week, and the Des Moines Register poll today says maybe 5% are still undecided, but almost half the people who intend to go to tomorrow's caucuses say in that poll that they might still switch to another candidate. And I don't think that's because they're necessarily indecisive. I think it's more a pragmatic approach where they want to choose a candidate who can actually win in November, and they're holding off their bets until the final yards of this Iowa horse race.
And I guess one concern for all the candidates is how the weather might affect turnout in Iowa in January. How is the weather there? How cold is it?
It's about 10 degrees right now, and it's supposed to get down to zero tonight and not much warmer tomorrow. And Iowans are used to this kind of weather in the winter, but it certainly doesn't help get voters to the caucuses, and that's what it's all about, getting them there. Those with the best organization will probably get the most people there. Everyone is counting on moving all the people who say they're going to go to the caucuses to actually go.
NPR's David Wellna in Des Moines. Thank you, David.
You're quite welcome, Brian.